The ruined tower at the heart of Slapton was built by a medieval knight to ease his passage through purgatory. The pub next door was converted from the cottages built to house the tower's 14th century builders, and a door in the car park wall once led through to the Chantry Garden. This tower is the sole remnant of the Chantry College of St Mary, founded by Sir Guy de Brion in 1373. He was a rich man and a soldier who'd been Edward III's standard bearer at the Battle of Crecy. Now, Sir Guy wasn't taking any chances over the fate of his immortal soul and paid for a team of 10 to celebrate Mass at least once a day, in perpetuity, for himself and his family. The altar would have been richly decorated, lit by copious candles, while incense sweetened the air. The concept of purgatory was hugely important in the medieval period. It was a necessary but terrifying place of transition, where the soul was purified before entering heaven. Chantries were the height of fashion in the 14th century, when those who could afford it paid for prayers on behalf of themselves and their families. But only the wealthiest founded a chantry college, such as the one here in Slapton. It all came to an end with the dissolution. After Henry VIII had seized the wealth of the monasteries, he was still short of funds and his eyes fell on the chantries. But it was his son, Edward VI, who finished off what his father had begun, abolishing these institutions, which he believed perpetuated superstitions and errors in the Christian religion. Among them, the concept of purgatory. On November the 17th, 1545, the rector John Morecambe and 5 priests were made redundant and homeless. The village lost an institution which had given charity and rudimentary medical care. It gained a convenient source of building stone, which explains why the tower is all that remains.